Asia, Pakistan and China. Sweet as can be, even an all-weather friendship has limits.
Pakistan's ambassador to Beijing, Masood Khan, was this week fully armed with metaphors to describe the robust friendship between the two countries. We say it is higher than the mountains, deeper than the oceans, stronger than steel, dearer than eyesight, sweeter than honey, and so on. The relationship is indeed a geopolitical keystone for both countries. Pakistan serves as China's closest friend, both in South Asia and among Islamic countries. So close, indeed, that many suspect China has asked Pakistan for the valuable remains of the American stealth helicopter abandoned during the Bin Laden raid. Meanwhile, China can help counterbalance Pakistan's arch-rival India, including in Afghanistan. Pakistan seems keen to foster the impression that new tensions with America might nudge it even closer towards China. In his blustery speech to Parliament on May 9th, Prime Minister Yusuf Raza Gilani struck out on an odd tangent to praise China as an all-weather friend, providing Pakistan with strength and inspiration. Not to be outdone, President Asif Zardari issued an effusive statement of his own about a friendship not matched by any other relationship between two sovereign countries. But if Islamabad is worried about falling out with Washington and hopes to get more out of Beijing, it may be in for disappointment. According to Zhu Feng of Peking University, such calculations based on the traditional mentality of power politics are misplaced. China's robust, long-standing ties with Pakistan stand on their own merits, he says, and owe nothing to America's standing in Pakistan. Both China and America want a stable Pakistan. For all that, China's dealings with Pakistan have always been conducted with one eye on India. Last year, Beijing chose to supply Pakistan with two new civilian nuclear reactors, even though the deal appeared to violate Chinese non-proliferation commitments. It was a boon not only for Pakistan's energy-starved economy, it was, as Mr. Zhu points out, also a way for China to counterbalance a controversial nuclear deal reached earlier between America and India. China and Pakistan have a lustily growing trade relationship worth almost $9 billion last year. China provides military gear, including fighter jets and frigates. Some Chinese infrastructure projects in Pakistan have strategic implications. They include ports on the Arabian Sea and a proposed rail project which has yet to be approved, but which would arouse controversy and Indian ire by running through contested territory in Kashmir. Still, China's commitment to Pakistan has its limits. After devastating floods last year, America gave Pakistan $690 million, 28% of all international aid. China's contribution was a mere $18 million. According to Andrew Small of the German Marshall Fund and American Policy Institute, Pakistan may be talking up the China option beyond where the Chinese are willing to go. China, he reckons, will be reluctant to tilt too far towards what might look like an anti-India alliance. Despite border disagreements, China wants to keep its relations with India in reasonable order. What is more, Pakistan's chronic instability and its failure, whether by design or incompetence, to suppress extremism, make Pakistan as hard a partner for China to trust as for America. Sweeter than honey may be plenty sweet enough.